Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. It's almost Thanksgiving as we're doing this, the national holiday that Americans at least travel the farthest for in the greatest numbers and that usually overdo it the most on physically and emotionally. I grew up in Mexico, a country that, unlike the States, has so many holidays and celebrations every year that it can be a little bit more moderate. And I think that's probably a good idea. Don't expect too much from one day, either for better or for worse. In the spirit of Mexico, take it easy. Don't rush anything. Be kind to yourself and to others. Remember, in the long run, it's just another day. So we thought we'd leave you with a little piece that I did years ago, not so much about Thanksgiving, but about getting in touch with family and reaching out to them in general. And hope it brings a smile of recognition to your face. We're calling it 1-800-DAD.
Hello, you've called 1-800-YOUR-DAD. I'm sorry, I'm all tied up at work right now, but that doesn't mean we can't have a meaningful relationship. Press 1 if you call to chat. Press 2 if you call to apologize for not having phoned in months. Press 3 if you really called for money.
1.
You called to shoot the breeze. Press 1 if you want to hear about my problems. Press 2 if you want us to hear about your problems. Or press 3 at any time if what you really called about was money.
Come on, 1. Yes.
You want to hear about my problems?
Uh-huh.
How thoughtful. Press 1 to hear what we think about your girlfriend Yolanda.
Huh?
Press 2 to hear what we think about your plan to motorcycle around the world with your barbarian friends.
What's wrong with them?
Press 3 if what you really called about was money.
Okay.
You finally pressed 3. Please enter now the dollar amount you are requesting, followed by the pound sign at the bottom of the dial.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. The heck, I won't get it anyway. And pound sign.
$5,000? Are you out of your mind?
Okay.
Press 1 to hear my lecture on how
I am not Fort Knox.
Press 2 to hear your mother weeping inconsolably about where she went wrong with you.
Of course.
Or press 3 if you're willing to settle for $100 cash, no questions asked, by return mail. Please hold. Your request is being processed now.
Neil Diamond. Dad, get with it. Oh, what a guy's got to do for $100. Come on.
Request has just been electronically routed to my bank.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. And next time, consider dropping by. We really do miss you. Press 1 now to hear your mother tell you she loves you too. Press 2 to hear Duke bark hi. Or press 3 to hear your little sister Judy tell you we don't understand her either. Bye.
Some choice. Go with the dog. Hi, Duke. Dog's got to be 80 years old.
Forgive me for laughing at myself. I'm actually laughing at humanity in general. I'm here in the studio with Gary Mott.
Were you reacting to a specific incident in your life?
I am now. I wasn't back then, no. I actually did it even before I had children.
I have always found it incredibly difficult to ask my father for money.
You want to practice?
I mean, I see you as a father figure. But
so, Gary, what do you need?
The one time I had to ask, I was newly married, we were poor, we had to buy a car, something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was looking grim, like really grim. So I had to call Dad up and said, look, Dad, I need a loan.
Yeah.
He saw this as an educational opportunity. So we started to talk about interest rates. And I'm going, oh no.
No. This is not going the way I expected.
This can't be.
You got the money?
I did get the money and paid him back as quickly as humanly possible. Mm. Something about being indebted to him at this point in life.
Right. This brings up a moment for me. I wasn't planning to talk about this at all. It's
a morning story moment.
You know what it is? It's also the holidays. The holidays just suck this stuff out of you. It's really quite remarkable.
The feelings come bubbling up.
And... yeah. Yesterday, my boy, he's 20 years old, and he's working at a gas station, and it's very hard for him still at this age to know what to do with his spare time when nothing's happening. He just won't read a book. He calls me up, and he says, "Dad, could you rent me a video?" I said, "Andrew, you're at work." He said, "Well, I know, but there's nothing to do." I said, "Andrew, how long are you going to be there?" He says, "Another 9 hours." "Well, you know, can't you read something?" He says, I'm sorry I called. And I said, I'm sorry. I just can't do that for you. And I hung up, and I immediately thought, why did I say that? And I went to my spiritual advisor, my wife, and I said, "Harriet, what should I have said?" And she said, "Why don't you bring him some movies that you think he'd enjoy learning from?" And all of a sudden, I was going through all of the movies that I know he wouldn't normally have watched. And I found some really interesting ones in a documentary and also some funny stuff about comedians that I liked. And I got in the car and I drove down there and I gave it to him. He was so happy to see me. He was so surprised. I came back home and I felt so good. And he came back at the end of the day and he said, "Dad, thanks a lot." And he had really gotten into the movies that I would have wanted him to see. So I was so grateful to the part of me that really listened to somebody else. And you know, if I didn't say the right thing on the phone, at least I did the right thing because it came from the heart. Got a big kiss from him, too.
A big kiss, wow, yeah. From a 20-year-old man.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
That is something. Well, I think my dad would say to me upon hearing this podcast, he would say, "Son, you'll understand, too, one of these days."
Yeah.
You'll understand when your son is whatever I was.
Right.
And yeah, I'm sure I will.
You're smiling now, Gary. Are you smiling because we're going to stop talking about this? Or because you had a chance to say, "You know, Dad, that was a tough moment for me"?
I was thinking about this on the way down here, and I said, "You know, I'm not going to bring up the dad thing."
Of course not.
But here I am. My feet are up. I've got the hat on.
And listen, we're on the subject of thanks, and it's about time to wrap this thing up because we do have places we want to go to for Thanksgiving. I know you're going somewhere, and I'm going to some family in New York. But we do want to say thanks, as we do every week, to Ipswich for helping us with this podcast. Their website, ipswich.com, I-P-S-W-I-T-C-H. They are a leader in file transfer software. And we have something else we want to tell you that you may not realize. Much as they help us, and they do, lately we've been asking you if you could help us by making a contribution, whatever size feels right to you, at our website. Please think about that. Our gratitude will come back to you in stories for as long as we can keep on finding them. And believe me, folks, everybody's got a story.
Our website is at wgbh.org/morningstories. And we also have a couple of new features.
We do.
Right, Tony?
Yeah, a lot more things to click on.
We've got Dig It buttons.
You can vote for the stories that you think you'd like other people to know about. That'll bring, hopefully, new listeners and subscribers to Morning Stories.
And we also have a link to Morning Stories videos.
Yep, we're just playing around with that. We still feel strongly that it's the stories that we hear that are the ones that get to us the most. But maybe there's a way of doing that every once in a while with pictures, too. So, yeah, do check out all of that stuff. And remember, again, if you would, that... we're always happy to come to your door, but we'd rather not have to come in rags or just our underwear. So, you know, if you could help us out a little bit, we'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. And in the spirit of the season, you know, we have to say thank you to all the downloaders and the fans.
Absolutely.
And the storytellers that we've encountered over the past 2 years. It's been an amazing ride, and we hope to, with your help, and Ipswich, we hope to continue, keep on keeping on.
And let me repeat myself, it's just another day, folks. Be kind to yourself, and we'll be back soon. So take care. Bye-bye.